From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back. We are into hour number two today. Americans have just gotten used to everything being fine, there being plenty of food and everything, and entertainment, and, you know, people don't question how do highways get built, where does electrical power come from, where does food come from. It's just, oh, the cameras watch me and the helicopters fly around, and our country starts big wars and kills people en masse, but, and ships guns into Mexico and drugs into the U.S., but everything's okay, they're going to leave me alone. No, they're not going to leave you alone. They've committed so many crazy crimes, and they want to go to the next level, so they're just butchering the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. And we come back to the next segment. Like, I'm going to give the number out right now. I'm going to open the phones up right now. Is our phone system ready to be opened up? Here is the toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX. And I would like to hear from you on the crossroads issue. I mean, it encompasses every issue, but the attacks on lemonade stands, the Amish, the internal documents where it's veterans and conservatives and libertarians the system wants to go after, the military openly training and in army times and stars and stripes preparing for war with the domestic citizens, the NDAA, the open internet censorship, all of this. I want to hear from you on these issues. I want to get your view, your take on it. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, and we'll get you up and on the air. I want to get your take on all of this. And then in the last segment and a half or so, I'm going to air most of the Ron Paul interview I did last Tuesday, because it's such a big interview, and it got picked up by hundreds of blogs and websites, well, really thousands, but hundreds of big ones and dozens that I saw without even looking hard, major newspapers responded to it, some of them with big demonization campaigns. Ron Paul is insane. He was on Alex Jones's show, that crazy man, talking about how they want to use the military on the American people, the insanity of it, while it's just all over the news. The NDAA does that. But see, we're not allowed to say we don't like that, because the anointed ones at the Weekly Standard and Hot Air and all these liberal and neocon sites and, you know, the other sites that are out there like the New Republic, real liberal. Oh, my gosh. Alex Jones says there's eugenics and a plan to reduce population. How crazy. How nutsy. Oh, and then Ron Paul says that NORTHCOM and the U.S. Military Combatant Command for North America is taking over the country. And Ron Paul agreed. It was crazy. I mean, I've got stacks. CBS News admits citizens to be targeted by military domestically can be indefinitely detained. I mean, it's all right here. NDAA bill aims to suppress internet freedom. International Business Times, Al Jazeera, detaining U.S. citizens. How did we get there? BBC. I mean, and I'm like, hey, the Army Times says the military is training to, quote, pull triggers on U.S. citizens. Oh, hey, the manuals I've been sent by the military and police that are concerned say it's for the U.S. citizens, it's not for Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's been given control of Libya and is being put into Syria and other areas by our government. Al-Qaeda works for them. You know, there's a whole history. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote two books bragging about it. Shut up, you traitorous piece of garbage. Why don't you go work with Al-Qaeda? No, I didn't help get Al-Qaeda on the airplane on Christmas Day. I didn't hang out with Anwar al-Awlaki like the Secretary of the Army secretly. You know, I didn't. I'm concerned about that. I think it's bad. Shut up, Al-Qaeda traitor. But I don't like Al-Qaeda. Shut up, Al-Qaeda. You got to support Al-Qaeda to fight Al-Qaeda. That's crazy. Jones reads government documents. Everything he's saying is coming true. That makes him even more nuts. You hear that, public? He's crazy. Don't listen to him. John Corzine took your private bank accounts and doesn't know where the money is because he's a good guy. So's Bernie Madoff. So is Ken Lay. And I guess so's Hitler. Alex doesn't like Hitler. He's bad.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, Tim Tebow and Tom Brady right now, the Broncos is not really trending. I don't know all the names. It's the Broncos, right? The Broncos and the Patriots. You know, they wear a three-corner hat. If you wear a three-corner hat, the FBI puts you on a list, but you can have a football team with a three-corner hat. They're all having a big battle right now. They're all having a big fight right now, and that's what matters for the future of America. Not the absolute, total police state control grid coming down on our heads. And boy, if you go to that football game and yell and scream and get all upset and paint yourself up in war paint, the media will say it's normal and good. But if you get upset about the military that you pay for and drones now being used against farmers, predator drones, and the Air Force, and Obama's rural affairs system, National Council under the Pentagon that is supposed to spy on rural communities. And if you get upset about SWAT teams, you know, going after Amish for selling milk to their neighbors, you're a bad person. And if you get upset about the military announcing they're now going to be used domestically against the American people and that you can be disappeared into a black hole, and then you get the training manuals, it has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. It's all for U.S. citizens. Why, if you raise your voice or get a little frantic about that, if you get frantic about Bernie Madoff stealing $100 billion, you're a bad person. If you get mad at White House advisor, former head of Goldman Sachs, John Corzine, lifting $1.2 plus billion and saying he doesn't know where the money went as CEO, and the Fed saying they don't know either, as if they can't follow wire transfers when Forbes and others say it's J.P. Morgan. But they just say they don't know, and the head of the CME group came out, the biggest commodity group, and said, no, we talked to them. They took the money out of people's private accounts. It's a bank robbery, but nobody's going to get in trouble. Yeah, that shouldn't concern you at all. You know what? In fact, it's bad to get upset. I'm going to apologize. Again, I mentioned this earlier that I'm going to your phone calls. Then I'll get more into internet censorship, and then we got that Ron Paul interview that he was on with us live. Well, on Tuesday, we're going to re-air it here for some stations that just carry the Sunday show because it's powerful. It's one of the most powerful Ron Paul interviews ever, not just one that I've done, where he laid it all out and said the National Defense Authorization Act, now passed the House and Senate on Obama's desk, establishes martial law in America, because that's what it does. That's what the military on the streets is. But it goes one further. They can disappear you. It's illegitimate. It's a fraud. They could say that we've all got to worship Santa Claus in a federal law. Doesn't mean it's so. Or they could announce they're going to catapult children, homeless children, and use them as skeet, you know, for the president. Doesn't mean he can do that. Hitler could pass whatever law he wanted. Stalin or Mao. Doesn't mean it's legitimate. It violates the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, common sense, universal law. It's a fraud. But the crooks in government know they got a 9% approval rating. They know the public's awake to them. They know the awakening's accelerating, and they're scared, and so their long backup plans are being activated. What came out 2 weeks ago? We were sent the documents with the phone numbers. They were confirmed to be real documents. Homeland Security is now manning the FEMA camps across the country. We have the internal emails, the maps, the documents, everything for Halliburton and Kellogg, Brown, and Root. And did any mainstream media pick it up? Zero. Because that's why they're dying. Why does InfoWars get 1 million visitors a day? Why does my radio show have 3 million listeners a day? Because we're real media. You aren't. You aren't. And so what's their plan? Oh, they'll just shut it down. And I have a report here about China and Russia. The New York Times and others have reported use the same system that we're setting up, where the Pentagon could shut websites down without due process for copyright or slander, and where the government can direct messages over your website when they want. That's now happening with EAS alerts over your cell phones, as we told you years ago. American future. Russia and China use copyright laws to crush government criticism. Here is the Hill newspaper. Internet piracy bill. A free speech kill switch. Here's AFP. And Breitbart, Internet architects oppose online piracy bills. Here's the same letter from the AP. This is from the inventors of the Internet, and the real inventors, not Al Gore, another congenital liar. All censorship schemes impact speech beyond the category they were intended to restrict. But these bills are particularly egregious in the regard because they cause entire domains to vanish from the web. They say a link on a message board to an article they claim is copyright. Under this, they say a link to an article. This isn't a joke here. A link to a mainstream article is copyright. You're not even allowed to link, which is how the Internet works. Your site and the entire server system is taken down. So it's a reign of terror. Not just infringing pages or files, they say. An incredible range of useful law-abiding sites can be blacklisted under these proposals. Already happening, folks. The signatories included Vint Cerf, considered one of the fathers of the Internet, said censorship of Internet infrastructure will invariably cause network errors and security problems. And you got Cass Sunstein, the regulations are, in Obama's administration, saying, censor the Internet, shut down people that criticize the government, and go one further. He says, you can go pull this up. Well, even the Washington Post reported it and said, well, maybe it's reasonable. New York Magazine, when they wrote a profile on me earlier this year, said maybe Cass Sunstein's right. They said, once we shut their sites down, then we're going to arrest them. But we got to first shut the sites down. And now they got the army trucks ready to come pick you up at your house. Oh, is everybody going to do like they did in Nazi Germany and go line up? I don't think so. Cops like pepper spraying, you know, college students at sit-ins and stuff, or billy clubbing them. Ooh, this is kind of escalating into something that ain't going to be too pretty. But I know you've had a fluoride head public put up with everything, so you think we're sheep, you're wolves. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves, Thomas Jefferson. Don't worry, though, the system's going to hurt you, too, all you so-called enforcers. They're going to hurt you real good. An incredible range of useful law-abiding sites can be blacklisted under these proposals. The signatories included Vint Cerf, inventor of the Internet. This is true in China, Iran, other countries that censor the network today. It will be just as true of American censorship, they said. If the U.S. begins to use its central position in the network for censorship that advances its political and economic agenda, because that's what they plan to do with it, the consequences will be far-reaching and destructive. Oh, you want me to continue? Just type in, new bill is Chinese censorship model. Here's another one, International Business Times. NDAA bill aims to suppress Internet freedom. It says the Pentagon can shut down anything it doesn't like for any reason offensively in America. We've already tracked Pentagon servers knocking us down over and over again. That's why we ended up spending so much money to build three-layer deep constellations of different systems. When they shut one down, we go, okay, turn up this backup. I'm already building more backups outside the U.S. But under this, it's an international treaty. They're going to block that and delist it from Google. Oh, my gosh. They've got new systems where they can delist a voice from the Internet. They have systems here where you hold your iPhone up for years and it picks up whatever the music is you like, Christmas music, whatever the case is, different programs that do that, like Shazam. Well, now Oh, in fact, I keep forgetting. What's the name of that program? Actually, Rob has it on his phone. Pull up iPhone app that could tell you what a song is. That's Suzanne. Okay, I'm right. Good. I just want to test my memory here. The point is, now they have those loaded on the internet where my voice has now been banned on YouTube in one respect. And I'm going to go to break and come back to your calls. To put Endgame as a test in stores 4 years ago, and it did become the number one documentary for 2 months running on Amazon to beat Al Gore's film out for months, you know, up against his head-to-head. Surprisingly easy to do. I let a distributor, I hold the copyright, a distributor put it out worldwide. The Canadian group that is distributing it in Canada put the program on YouTube through their system where my voice, we try to upload 30 seconds of my film to YouTube, boom, shuts it down before it goes up. Not the music, my voice. Now think of the powers of that for censorship. Alex Jones, gone. That's the New World Order's secret weapon to shut down the web. You better use it while you still got it. Fight for it, but also use it like it won't be there tomorrow. Don't take this for granted.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Everybody knows the dice are loaded.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Everybody knows the good guys lost.
Good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes.
And everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody doesn't know, though. They don't understand there's different types of rich people. There are the ultra-rich that are collectivists that use government to consolidate power and shut down their competition. There's the middle class that just wants to be left alone. And there's the hard-working underclass, blue-collar, that wants to make it to the middle class. And then you've now got the giant welfare-dependent class that doesn't know what planet they're on in many cases. And thinks that anybody with a dollar more than them are the rich guys, and they'll vote to take guns, to bring in socialism, whatever, as long as they get some money. And that's where we stand. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls, but I've tried my best today to sit here and warn you. I mean, here's even MSNBC breaking down the internet bill. It says it de-indexes by search engines, blocks internet service providers, blackballs payment, blackballs people being able to even be on the internet, shuts down free speech, shuts down even proxy servers, and allows the Pentagon to run it all. The Pentagon running our lives. What happens to every third world country? The military takes over. That is the crooks that run the military takeover. This is foreign banks, a bunch of international crime bosses that make Madoff look like a choir boy running our society. Very simple. And if Americans just bow down to authority and bow down to torture and bow down to black uniforms, a long, long night is coming. You think the Depression's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Our debt is predominantly owned by China and foreign banks. Here's a headline. China trims holdings of U.S. Treasury debt because of dollar devaluation. Look, they're not gearing up for martial law for no reason. And they started getting ready for it when they got rid of Glass-Steagall. They knew 12 years ago what they were doing. This is all premeditated. Because I don't want to hear when all this stuff comes into place. Well, Alex, you were right they were going to do it. But they just thought of this just now. No, it's been a long-term takeover. But what I love is how, even though world government's now admitted and it's run by the very groups we said would announce it, the big mega brokerage banks and central banks, even though we're totally right, they have people coming out writing hit pieces. The Ron Paul interview is coming up right now. Let's rampage through your calls. Lee in California. Boom, hit it. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I'm out here in California, a little country town out in the middle of San Joaquin Valley. And moved out of here. Well, I lived here about 17 years ago, moved out about 10, and just moved back a year ago.
Yeah, right outside your town. It was in the news last week that the sheriff meets secretly with the ADL and the feds, quote, about small government terrorists, and they're teaching the locals and the police that Tea Partiers might need to be arrested. That broke last week. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm surrounded by zombies, fluoride heads, aspartame zombies and gangbangers. And my kids that go to school here, and every single school here has got fences all the way around. They're about 7-8 foot tall. They're locked in. As parents, we got to go in there at certain times to go, you know, pick up our kids or whatever. We have to go through the office at a certain time.
No, it's all prison training, but the illegal aliens are above the law, yes.
Yeah, and exactly. And then
the pedophiles that work for the school, they don't even run their backgrounds in most states.
Yeah, we.
They want it locked down while they're having fun in there with the kids.
That must be it. And listen, yeah, we're driving down the freeway and we've been noticing there's little black boxes in the middle of the lanes. We're thinking maybe license plate readers. We don't know. And then we go down a little further. There's like new poles up there with
They've got license plate readers in nationwide. They're now putting in pulse kill switches in all the new cars. They have kill switch systems. They've got helicopters a decade ago were all mounted with kill systems, but they don't want the enemy. That's the American people. To know about their secret weapons until they're ready to roll out. 15 years ago, they had ground-penetrating radar. They look right through your walls. Most police departments have it. Everything's listened to. Everything's tracked. I was a kook saying it years ago. Now it's admitted. I mean, just a total criminal government.
Yeah, I've had a black helicopter fly over my house. No numbers on it. Tinted out windows. Didn't know what the hell that was.
Well, no, they admit it's Homeland Security and FEMA, but again, you're not supposed to see it. You're a bad man, Lee. Good to hear from you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Josh in Oklahoma City, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Doing okay.
Hey, man, I'm actually calling today. I heard about the National Defense Authorization Act, and I was trying to tell a friend of mine named Don about it. And he keeps telling me, you know, that Ron Paul is not going to win the presidency. And I'm telling him, well, you know.
Okay, well, what does that have to do with the NDAA?
Well, all right, he's trying to say that Ron Paul is just, like, saying rambling things, and I'm trying to tell him, well, Ron Paul even...
Listen, 5% defeated the British, and we've got way more than that now in the info war. We don't want this to get physical, but they'll probably try to start something. Look, your friend's okay, but he's a coward deep down, so he makes excuses. I can play four senators who authored and co-sponsored the bill. I can play the clips right now. They're the top story at InfoWars.com where it does affect citizens.
Yeah,
the Army Times says they're training in Brigade Homeland and Stars and Stripes to, quote, pull triggers on Tea Partiers. Look, I've been to the drills before they called it a Tea Party. I've been to the Marine Corps drills. They practice killing people wearing John Deere hats and red and white checkered vest. They practice killing your granddaddy. We're the enemy.
Before I went blind, I was going to join the military, and now that I can't see, I did a lot of research on the military and stuff, and I'm realizing slowly that all they're doing is using us against each other. I mean, they're trying to pretty much make a civil war on purpose.
Yeah, they make it super sexy to torture, super sexy to have checkpoints, and then it's all about Al-Qaeda, and meanwhile, none of it's about Al-Qaeda behind the scenes. Josh, good to hear from you. Just tell your friend, enjoy himself then, okay? Just tell him enjoy everything that happens. Virgil in Nevada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, InfoWarriors nationwide. I've been wanting to share an idea on the broadcast for some time now. Maybe let me know what you think and if it'll work or not. And that is, what if we were to, similar how you do the Google bombs, go after pro New World NWO globalist corporations that have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and file complaints?
My only issue is that you'd have to have a real grievance with them to file the complaint. I know it's a war, but I don't ever resort to, I'm not saying you're saying this, to any dark side tactics or deception, because that only gives the enemy power. You may get results with lies up front, but it always manifests in some other greater, more evil way.
I see. Well, I was thinking Coca-Cola, if we could maybe go after them in regards to, they are in the Better Business Bureau and have an A-plus rating.
If you go, if you went blind from their aspartame and their drinks, which the studies show it does, then you could file a complaint on them. That's a good idea. And if you're tired of Coca-Cola funding globalist occupation worldwide and tyranny, which they do, and open borders, then I would file a complaint on them for that. That's a good idea. Virgil, anything else?
Absolutely. I just like to bombard corporations worldwide.
You know, I got a point on that when we come back, and then more of your calls, and then Ron Paul. Stay with us.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side.
If you're a new listener, I just want to challenge you to visit InfoWars.com. We've got an article headline up there. Presidential frontrunner says martial law being established in America. And it's got the full interview with Ron Paul. We're just going to play part of it coming up in the next segment. Interview I did earlier in the week that a lot of stations that don't pick up the weekday show pick up the Sunday night show. And so I want people to be able to hear this Ron Paul interview, and I've said it. It's the most powerful interview I ever did with him, because he lays it down. And it's been attacked by a bunch of different newspapers. This incredible one out of the Weekly Standard says, the company Ron Paul keeps, mean Alex Jones. And I'm going to do more on this tomorrow on the 11 a.m. show, because I just saw this before I went live today. Aaron was up here doing some updating of the news sites and brought it into me, because there's literally hundreds of articles, including dozens of major newspapers about the interview that you're about to hear after I take some more calls. And Aaron brought it into me, and I was reading over it. And, you know, it says basically we're insane that we're worried about the military on the streets of America, even though it's already happening in many cases. People pull up to Marine Corps checkpoints, you name it, in America. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. This is called Brigade Homeland. TSA checkpoints are on the highway. I told you years ago it was going to happen because they said it was. I mean, it's like, shut up, kook. We're not going to have checkpoints on the highways. But there's a press release by the TSA. That's what's so frustrating. And in this Weekly Standard article by James Kirchick, you see everything that's wrong with this country. This weird, almost schizophrenic craziness where there was a couple articles I saw this week in the Weekly Standard criticizing the NDAA, saying it puts troops on the streets and allows us to be secretly arrested. And then there's an article, him saying me and Ron Paul are crazy. It just doesn't work anymore. I mean, I remember being told 16 years ago I was crazy that the Federal Reserve was private. You guys failed on that front. Now everybody knows it. You know, your incredible ignorance, which I find hard to believe, or your deception, isn't working anymore, dinosaur media. You're not the mainstream media anymore. And that's why you want to censor talk radio and online news. And let me tell you something. You're picking a fight that's waking people up. I've never seen such an awakening as happening right now. The huge awakening that I saw 2 weeks ago has been turbocharged to a level I've never seen. All right, I'm going to give each caller a minute. I want to get to everybody. George in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I don't know if a minute will do it, but I'll try quickly. I have 3 points. I think we should start making CDs of all the pertinent supporting materials, pass it out to friends. And second point, go to police, go to military people's homes that we know in our areas, talk to them and say, look, are you going to go Nazi or are you going to be go Republic? I mean, it's a bottom line, and otherwise we go Swamp Fox. And you remember, when you start picking up families, we're going to be going after your families, because if you're going to kill us, then if it's going to cross that line, then you've got to realize that there is no line anymore. There is no law and order. I forgot the
third. George, I got to stop because I can't go to the callers. You're on fire. And with what you said, we've got to do emergency backups of all the proof. Because, again, they wouldn't be trying to bring in censorship if we weren't hurting them, which lets us know they're not invincible. They're a bunch of Ken Lay, Bernie Madoff, John Corzines. It would be so easy to just arrest them all. They've all committed treason. Instead, they want to arrest us because we're the real Americans, and they know it, George.
Third point I just remembered. Go to every station, every newspaper. Talk to the actual reporters that have said where.
Sir, I got to let you go. I understand you're upset here, but we're a broadcast radio station. The quickest way to get cut off the air is to do that. Okay, we wanted to hear what you had to say, and he made great points. And I know he's mad. He's saying, don't go after our families. Don't destroy the rule of law, because then there is no law. Get the hard copies of the films, the books, the materials. But again, value this information and reach out to reporters and media people and explain to them what they're doing. I saw articles this week, even after it was national news, that the NDAA did affect citizens. I saw them attack Ron Paul and myself and say we're liars, even when it's admitted. Now, that's conscious disinfo. And most of these articles I saw were on the editorial pages of newspapers. They wouldn't put their name on it. Folks, if a name isn't on something, number one, if it's a nom de plume or a nom de guerre, I don't respect that. I want to see the John Hancock on it. You know what? One time I was being flown out to Los Angeles to be in a movie. And they said, we got to file this paperwork and, you know, give us your real name on the paperwork. And I said, it's Alex Jones. It's Alexander Emmerich Jones. Yeah, that's my name. This is me. This is who I am. Okay? There's no act here. I know what I'm talking about. I put it all on the line. I face death every day because I know that I cannot give in to the evil and serve it. I cannot put it on my name and my soul. I will not be part of it. All right. Lance in Pennsylvania, then V-Man, Sean, Zeke, Sam, Don, Craig, and everybody. Lance, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Great to talk to you. The one thing, I'm awake. I follow everything you're saying, and I'm with you. The one thing, though, that I have to kind of question and never really hear it, and you just kind of touched on it a little bit, but as a normal, everyday citizen, I mean, I post up the links on my Facebook. I call my representatives and senators and say, don't say yes to this.
You got to do banner hangs. You got to put a pirate system to your neighborhood and broadcast videos or whatever, UHF, VHF. FMAM, you got to get aggressive. You got to do what I do. Drive around with bullhorns hanging off a car. Used to, when I was only on radio one day a week and I was only on Access TV one day a week and that's the only media I could get, I'd drive around with bullhorns hanging off the roof of my car. I mean, you got to shake people out of their trance. You got to get aggressive. Let me tell you, government's so criminal, if you just start following city people around, you're going to find them committing crimes. I mean, I'm telling you, you scratch the paint in this rotten house, you're going to find evil right behind the paint. I mean, evil's taking over, man. You can't. It's just all around you. You can go in any direction and run into these people. And you don't have to fix it all yourself. You just find your little evil, and you get after it right there at point-blank range. And there's nothing they can do. Let me tell you something. When good people take action, no amount of evil can stop you. They're scared of you. Evil people should be scared of good people. Good people got 10,000 times the power of evil. And it's time we stop being buffaloed by them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's no problem, man. I would love to also hear you interview Roy Masters sometime, if you know who he is.
I interviewed him about 15 years ago. I need to get Roy Masters back on. He started the Talk Radio Network.
He did.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear you and him talk about
it. He talked about all this stuff. Yeah, get Roy Masters on. See if you can still get him. I think I even told him 6 months ago to try to get Roy Masters on. We have any luck with that? I think Roy Masters even sought us out at the time. Yeah, get him on. I don't even try to talk to Talk Radio Network, Clear Channel, all those people. You know, whatever. I appreciate your call, Lance. Good points. Let's go ahead and take another call here. V-Man in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex! Been waiting to talk to you, Alex. I need you to reiterate for the Tea Party that they are in grave danger and that they gotta stand behind and join the resistance. And I need you to do one thing for me. Tell me when the guns come out. And I want you to leave when the show go off and play that. What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your slaves? You're a pretender. What if I say y'all never surrender? Yeah!
I love it. What if I say that I'll never surrender? I love it. I love your passion. It's that energy. Listen, here's the issue. We've got to identify the globalists and identify their crimes. The pen is 10 times more mighty than the sword. We are never offensive. We're trying to wake up as many people as we can. And when the globalists pounce, they're going to have a good surprise for them. Because we're planting info weapon time bombs in everybody's mind so they know the truth. And when the tyranny comes in and certifies everything we've said, that's when the victory comes. But I don't want to go to that point. They could all just start going to jail like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay. Again, we are going to face them down. Every time tyranny tries to take over, it doesn't succeed. We need to face them down and get it. Look, let me tell you, they're scared. You know how many sources we've got in government? 70%+ of all military donations, both parties and presidential, go to Ron Paul, who's coming up next.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Burglars
love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You go to Infowars.com, there's a big data page up there. Top story linked in red. And it is titled, Presidential Frontrunner, Government is Establishing Martial Law. The government has proven itself totally traitorous when they let Obama launch that war in Libya without congressional approval. Now, here's about 10 minutes of an interview I did, the second half. This is the second half. The first half it is up at Infowars.com. The whole interview is posted in that data page with the sponsors of the bills admitting it censors the internet, admitting it's the end of free speech, admitting they can secretly grab you and throw you in a dungeon for any reason. Again, there's the headline. Presidential frontrunner warns martial law being established in America. Infowars.com. Get the link. Get it out to everybody. Now, here is some of the key parts of the interview with Ron Paul where he talks about Fast and Furious. And Holder needs some criminal charges for his false flag. Now, this is just common sense. This is just being an American, a constitutionalist. But in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Doing that to us.
I saw the Republicans here in Austin are going to protest Eric Holder, the attorney general, today because he wants the UN to oversee our elections. And I agree, that's certainly out of control and treasonous. But This is the guy caught perjuring himself in the memo CBS released last week, show that they said they were going to blame the guns in Mexico on the Second Amendment. Is that not a form of false flag against our most basic of rights, sir? And what would you do, President, to people like Eric Holder?
Well, he should be immediately fired, and then there should be an investigation and find out if charges should be made. And that's obviously over the top. And all these kind of sting operations and false flag, this is criminal. And I think they do it constantly. I think they were doing that when there was this so-called attempt to kill the Saudi or the Iranian ambassador. You know, that kind of stuff is just way too much. But no, they should be investigating. And you know, that's one thing I think the government House committee is doing a pretty good job at investigating that. But I don't know whether charges will be made, but he deserves to have charges, up against him.
Well said, and you got it right the first time. The claim of the used car sales wanting to kill the Saudi ambassador, and even mainstream media had to admit that was totally phony and a pretext to attack Iran.
Yeah, that was the real excuse to blame it on them, and we know that is I just wonder about that, whether that guy will ever get tried, because if he does, maybe the truth will come out. And sometimes they won't try these people because they don't want the truth to come out. So it's just another propaganda stunt, as far as I'm concerned.
Now they want to go after Syria. It's now admitted the U.S., Israel, and others are staging giant military attacks inside Iran. What do you make of Congress not being consulted on that?
Well, unfortunately, that's been happening for a long time, and Congress is just totally negligent on this. And, you know, the other night when they were talking about this in the debates, you know, on what the president's responsibility is when they, shoot down or are able to get one of our drones. And the argument was, should we go in and get it, or should we just go in and destroy it? And I tried to get attention on that. My suggestion would be, why don't we avoid it by not sending drones over a sovereign nation just looking for a problem to start another war? I mean, they never talked about, you know, the lack of wisdom of having been over there and losing a drone over a foreign nation, which we consider an enemy. I just think that is it's a reflection of a policy that has to be changed.
What's your view on the NDAA and the Inde Posse Comitatus and the declaration of the whole world as a battlefield?
Yeah, well, I think the significant difference is not so much in what they have done, but the announcement and the arrogance of it all that they actually put it into law. You know, our government's been involved with our CIA and involvement in overthrowing governments and this for a long, long time. And, of course, last spring, I guess it was in February, where the administration admitted that they could assassinate American citizens, and now they're putting it into law. So this to me is an extremely wrong way to go. This is a giant step. This should be the biggest news going right now. It's literally legalizing martial law. And yet, you know, in our debates, how often does it come up? It didn't come up at all. And then the arrogance, and this is the one thing Rand got stopped, the arrogance of them trying to push through on a voice vote that if you go through a trial and found innocent, the government wants the right to put you in prison for life anyway. And fortunately, they wanted to do that in voice vote, and he finally got a vote on that, and that was canceled out. But that is arrogance of the administration and neglect of the Congress in using their authority and responsibility, as well as the people. That's why it's up to so many of us now to wake the people up, because they don't probably realize the significance of it. But this is big. This is big. You know, the monetary issue is big, all these things I've talked about. But this step, where they can literally arrest American people, American citizens, and put them away without a trial. And you heard Lindsey Graham say, well, if they ask for a lawyer, tell them no lawyer for you. I mean, that is arrogant and bold and dangerous. Let's hope and pray that we can get that kind of stuff reversed.
Congressman, we've only got a few minutes left with you here, and I wanted to continue looking at the presidential race. What would be the first three things that you would do, the first three goals, when you got into office, when you were sworn in January of 2013?
Well, there are three big goals, but you might not be able to do as much all by yourself the first few days. But you could change the foreign policy and send a message to the world that we are not looking for more wars. We are looking for, a more peaceful solution to the problems, and that is to start bringing our troops home, which would send a message that that money is going to be spent at home instead of overseas. Might send a message to the market that things will be different. But then other than that, then we'd be working on the budget to cut the spending. You know, my proposal that if we're serious about this, we have to cut the budget. I want to cut it first year to $1 trillion. And the other thing that must be changed is curtailing the power of the Federal Reserve to monetize debt and get something passed where we can either or both, you know, restrain the Federal Reserve to act on its own, to print trillions and trillions of dollars and bailing out everybody around the world, as well as a thorough audit of the Federal Reserve, and then find out, find out exactly what they have been doing, and then aim for legalizing the competing currency. Some of those messages, if we change our foreign policy, bring our troops home, start balancing the budget, you don't have to wait for everything to be perfect. It's just the direction we're going. When people might say, hey, you know, this is different, and maybe some optimism would come back, which we need a lot of.
Beautifully said. What can we do on the campaign trail briefly? And then finally, I know you've written a piece today that's on your congressional site. It's also on Infowars.com about forced drug research where they're trying to psychologically screen the kids. Internet kill switch admitted in the Washington Post. All of this is happening. But what can we do to ensure that you win in Iowa, Congressman, in closing?
Well, let's continue to do what we're doing. And if they're not anybody's not involved, want to go to Ron Paul 2012 and find out, because people can phone from home. They certainly can raise funds. People are going out to Iowa. There's activity, but there's a lot of electronic activity going on, you know, with automatic phoning and different things that done. This is very, very important. So we're in the lap here right now, so it's very important that we get maximum effort made.
All right. I was about to say, now is the time. Okay, that's just part of the interview. That's kind of the tail end of it when he got into the NDAA and the martial law and the rest of it. But the first half of the interview is up at Infowars.com in the article, Presidential Frontrunner Warns Martial Law Being Established in America. We are in information war. Speaking of hard copies of things, if you order the Everything Special or the other books, videos, ball caps, T-shirts, everything that helps fund our operation, but more importantly, get the word out. If you order by tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it's guaranteed to be shipped out to you via UPS or USPS so that you get it by Friday or Saturday and can have it for Christmas as a gift. And the Everything Special at Infowars.com is all 18 of my films on DVD. That's 18 different gifts you can give people for $99.95. That's over a 70% discount. It's normally $360. It's $99.95, and this will end with the end of this month. So it's the biggest special I've ever done, because I just want to get the information out, and I want to thank all of you for your support over the years, buying the books, the videos, and the rest of it, because that's what funds our InfoWar along with our great sponsors. We appreciate you clicking on the links at Infowars.com and supporting them as well. We're also carrying a great new film, The Noble Lie, which exposes Oklahoma City as a total inside job. Key to get that information out to everyone. Again, Infowars.com. You can order tonight or tomorrow morning and be guaranteed to get that before Christmas. And, of course, we have a big discount right now at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news and the rest of it. All right, great job to the crew. Lord willing, pray for me. I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and pray for America, pray for the world, pray for liberty. God bless you all.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.